I think both parties haven't done anything for us to, in the 15th district and certainly in rural America. One party likes to divide us. The other party really hasn't fought for us down here. And I think that's a problem. You know, I'm the kind of Democrat that stands for fighting for people, being relentless until we get the job done. And I just don't see that either party has been doing that in a successful way, that we see results on the kitchen table.
So there are certain things in particular that you would fight for that you see as important for the 15th?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We need better jobs. We need better pay. We need better health care, especially access to health care. You see, education is a huge problem. Being a tutor, I see the real inherent problems in these high school students that are going to be graduating, and we need to be doing so much better. If we don't get early education right, we're just wasting money down the road, because if they don't get those skills early on, they can't absorb new information and experiences as they grow up.
Republicans passed a tax reform bill in December. They consider that one of their major achievements. What are your thoughts about it? Would you have sought something else?
I would have done something totally different. I think it's great that workers get a tax cut. Unfortunately, it'll be a tax increase in about 8 to 10 years. Anything for small businesses, tax breaks is a great thing. The 14% permanent tax cuts for corporations is a huge mistake. Number one, it blows a huge hole in deficits and debts for the long term. There are no guarantees for workers, no guarantees for keeping American jobs here. It's like a hope and dream that somehow all of these companies across the entire country are going to do the right thing. We need better stewards of the economy and our money than currently the Republican Party, which seems to have lost its mind. They used to be about fiscal conservatism, and they have, you know, once again shown us that they don't believe in that.
What are your concerns and what are your priorities for the 15th District in terms of agriculture, especially with negotiations on the farm bill underway right now?
Corn and soybean prices are dropping, so are yields. We need to be thinking outside the box. We could be really revolutionizing our agriculture economy. One of the biggest things that is really coming up, especially in Kentucky, is industrializing hemp. It's a huge opportunity, 3,000 an acre in some places. You get three crops every season. There are 25,000 products made from hemp. And that's not weed. It's a sister of it. But there are, you know, some of it's pharmaceutical grade. You can combine that with some local products like honey. They're doing that out in Colorado. We could become that kind of economic hub here and really change the dynamic of the entire state by becoming a new place where we grow the product, we make the products here, and then we export them to states and around the world.
So what would be done at the congressional level to make that sort of growth possible?
There's a bill that was introduced a couple years ago, the Industrial Hemp Act, I believe it was called. We could pass that pretty easily.
I wanted to ask you about the Affordable Care Act, which is still the law despite the ending of the individual health care mandates. Are there ways that you want to work on that law or improve it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Affordable Care Act, you know, gets a lot of abuse, and certainly was not perfect. It didn't do anything to stop the costs of health care. What we needed to do is, you know, allow ourselves to negotiate for prices on prescription drugs, allow us to get them overseas, and give people more choices. We can fix those problems. We can move ourselves forward. But in the 15th district, it comes back to access to health care options and providers, because a lot of these places, they don't have neurologists or psychiatrists. They lack essential services. So they have to travel hundreds of miles sometimes. And a lot of people don't have vehicles, don't have the capacity, the finances to travel that far.
What are your thoughts on calls from some sectors for a single-payer healthcare system or a public option that would allow people to buy into Medicare or Medicaid?
Well, we absolutely can move towards that direction. I think in areas where there is only one option for people to buy, we have to provide an incentive for for competition. It's doesn't actually do anything about the access problem, which in rural America is the biggest issue.
As we speak, the political parties in Congress are at odds over immigration, with disagreements over everything from the DACA program to the president's call for a border wall. What would you work for as a congressman as far as the nation's immigration policy is concerned?
Immigration's a big hot button. It's very emotional for people, and I understand that. We have to be sensible about it because we have high deficits and high debt. You know, building a wall, spending, you know, $20-plus billion on it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But what we do have are a million kids that were brought here by no fault of their own. They're paying taxes. Many of them are working. Some of them are business owners. And we can't just deport them. We have to have a sensible policy that acknowledges reality and also connects to our American tradition, which is we are an immigrant nation. They're here for a reason, and we have to deal with it in a humane, moral way.
How do we do that on the federal level? What do you see Democrats working for effectively as far as immigration?
One of the things I think we all agree on is the Dreamers. I see a large consensus in the country, so we can pass that. We also need to work on modernizing the immigration system overall. You know, the fact that we don't even know when somebody overstays their visa is a real problem. That it could be a security threat.
Do you see funding for a border wall as part of a possible compromise that would also include continuation of the DACA program?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you have to give something to get what you really need. And if that's necessary to create opportunities for, you know, a million children, we have to do it.